27 member states, and for both sides to be willing to make those very difficult political compromises that would be needed to make a deal.
Meanwhile, businesses in Greater Manchester that import and export goods are watching the clock and hoping time doesn't run out. Otherwise, they'll end up having tariffs on their goods. One of these is Stephen Wimburn, who's the General Manager of Harbour International Freight in Eccles. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Stephen. I'm fine. So you're a haulage company, aren't you, over there in Eccles?
We are, yes.
So just tell us about your business in the EU at the moment.
So at the moment, say around about 70% of our business is import and exporting goods on behalf of our customers in the Northwest to and from the EU.
So taking a shipment, for example, to France, let's say, how does it work at the moment?
At the moment, it works unfortunately really easy and straightforward. It's almost a paperless system in terms of the customer just goes online, puts a few details in, we collect the goods, we take them over to France, we deliver them. Straightforward. Very, very simple, very simplistic. Unfortunately, if either way, if it's a deal or no deal, everything changes in terms of, and this is a bit of miscommunication from the government maybe, that every single shipment will have to have customs clearance out of the UK, customs clearance into France.
If there's a deal or a no deal?
Yes. And this is the kind of thing, this is maybe, which has been maybe kind of, I don't know, slipped under the carpet. I mean, there's going to be, the figures from HMRC is there's going to be an additional 250 million customs entries at a cost, pure administration cost of £15 billion. So the deal is purely about customs tariffs. Either way, deal or no deal, customs clearance procedures and regulations have to be followed.
So tell me about the tariffs. I mean, I'm thinking about me, because we all think about ourselves, don't we? We're selfish in that way. So I want to send a shipment over to France. As you say, it's very simple now. If that same shipment needs to go over in the new year, it's going to cost me, percentage-wise, a lot more, isn't it?
It could. It would, obviously, I think it depends on, in terms of the cost, it depends on the size of the shipment, today. But obviously, say if it's a small shipment, you could be tripling the cost. A carton could cost you, off the top of my head, I don't know, £35, £50, say, for example. Customs clearance charge, it depends on who you're using, but it will vary from £25 to £35 for the customs clearance formalities. So in some cases, you could be doubling, tripling your cost.
So what are your customers saying to you, then, about this? Are they across this? Are they aware of this?
Well, we've had quite a busy couple of months. Obviously, we had COVID. Well, we still have COVID, but we've been busy over the summer. Then we've kind of now started to re-engage with customers to make sure everyone is fully aware of what potentially could be happening from the 4th of January, which is the first working day back in. I think a lot of it still is last minute. A lot of customers still aren't fully aware of the restrictions that will be in place.
So these deadlines, we keep hearing, you know, there's a deadline, and the deadline comes and the deadline goes, and still there is no resolution. What are your anxiety levels like as a local haulage company? And now the latest is we've heard today that Boris Johnson is actually going to Brussels later this week for a face-to-face talks to try and resolve this.
Well, I think it's definitely an emotional roller coaster. And for businesses, it's really difficult because, you know, we're trying to guide customers and we're trying to make sure everyone knows what's happening. But you kind of meet these deadlines and then, you know, then we go past them. And we have to put systems in place. We have to put staff in place. We have to put our resources in place. And you do, and then it comes and goes. So, you know, you don't know whether you're coming or going.
So as a company, how much has it cost you? It must have cost you an awful lot of money.
So far, I think the role in total, in terms of you know, administration, IT, we're looking around about £250,000 as a company. And we're looking, I think, roughly for next year, there'll be at least, we're looking around about £150,000 annual ongoing costs on the bottom line.
I mean, so you wait and you watch, but you're worried that customers will actually say, well, I'm not bothering, it's too expensive.
Well, this is the thing. Some customers have you know, written, they're maybe late to the game, kind of started to tell us, well, your customer's going to charge, we're not paying that, we're just not paying it, we refuse. Mm. And we're trying to explain that it isn't us. It really isn't us. We have no choice. We have to clear the goods to leave the UK, and we have to then clear the goods into Ireland or into Holland, Germany, or whatever. It's something out of our control. But the customers are trying, you know, thinking, well, this is you're trying to make money. You're doing this. And it's like, no. We're just doing what we have to do.
Well, you wait and watch. Let's keep in touch, Stephen. Thank you very much for talking to us this morning. Stephen Wimberg, General Manager of Harbour International Freight in Eccles. They are a haulage company. We are looking to the future, though.